Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, family movie night. Interrupted by police and guns when a search warrant was served to the wrong house.
Oops.
Leaving a Detroit family terrified. Movie night, mom, fiance, some children, even a 9-month-old little girl present when they hear a bang at the door. That's when Detroit police apparently burst in with guns drawn. The mom, Brittany Weaver, picks up the story from there. Sitting in the living room watching a movie. All of a sudden, we see through the window and hear, "Open the door!" So we move to the back, wondering what's going on. Then they start kicking down the door. As you can see, the next thing you know, they kick open the door and have shotguns with beams on them. I'm thinking one false move and we could get shot. Possibly my children. So I'm just complying. They're saying they had a warrant for the home. They say they've been watching the house for a long time. And the guy they're looking for is very, very dangerous.
We've been watching the house so long, we're at the wrong one.
However, the suspect was not there. It was just Brittany and her fiancé with her children. She recorded most of the interaction, and by the end of the video, Detroit police quickly realized the suspect was not there. Then the tone softened between the family and officers, but nonetheless, they were terrified. When they finally figured out, they were at the wrong block. By the way, the suspect is still at large.
Yeah, he probably saw the cops down the street. I'm just curious, how much time do you get from the time the cops say, "Cops open the door," and then they kick it open? Because every video I've seen, basically they say, "Open the door." And before any human being has a reasonable chance of doing that, your door's blown open. Right? Open the door. Boom! And then it's open. Like, well, I was going to, fellas. Just give me a second.
Does it matter if they have a search warrant or not?
What do you mean?
Like, maybe if I just suspect Miles is doing something and I'm a cop and I got to, like, knock a few times. I feel like if they have that search warrant in hand, then you're right. Like, a lot of times they're just... they're just in there.
Which,
because they
fine.
Do no-knock warrant service, too.
Yeah, I would say just, we're going to kick your door open, not, hey, open the door. Because if I'm in the process of walking over to my door, because I hear that you were cops, I will gladly do it. But then your door's kicked open, and now I'm just standing, you know, directly in front. I don't know if now I'm construed as a threat because I'm right behind the door, right?
So when I broke my ankle, I was running, and it was in the afternoon. I can't remember what day it was, but it had to be the weekend because it was during the day. I stepped in a pothole and just basically, I mean, severely sprained my ankle. It was it was bad. Like, I was having a hard time. I knew right away. Typically with a sprained ankle, you kind of pop up and then you try to reassess the situation and then the swelling starts and you realize, okay, I messed this thing up. I knew immediately how bad this was based on just the pain. I just assumed I broke it. So the closest house was probably about 200 yards away. So I started hopping. And doing my best to just get there, you know?
All right.
Two cars in the driveway, whatever the deal is. They have steps. So there was no handrail on the steps in front of their house because they have like an elevated home.
Yeah.
So I crawl up the steps. Then there's a flat area of a sidewalk.
Always a good look,
And then I crawl up the porch steps. And I'm knocking on the door. But keep in mind, there's no way for me the way this porch was. It was kind of like a porch that spans the entire front of the home.
Yeah.
There's just no railing or anything for me to push myself up. So when I knock on the door, I hear someone say, "Who is it?" And so it's a woman. And I'm like, "Hey, it's your neighbor. You know, I just sprained my ankle." She's like, "I don't see anyone out there." She was looking through
right.
the people in the door. I'm not there. I'm on the ground. So I'm banging some more, but I'm banging, like, seriously, like, on the bottom of the door.
Yeah.
Finally, she goes and gets her husband. He opens the door, and he looks straight ahead. He's an older gentleman. And I'm like, hey, sorry. I'm pretty sure I just broke my ankle. And by that point in time, I'd already taken my shoe off to assess the
damage. So they can see how bad it is.
I'm trying to see myself. Yeah. I'm just trying to assess the damage. And I said, hey, man, I live, like, a mile away. I said, I just stepped in a pothole outside. And he's like, oh, I know that pothole. I'm like, I bet you do, because it's, you know,
yeah,
pretty substantial pothole when I fell. He's like, I tried to fill it in with some rocks. And I was like, well, you did. It was just, there was one big rock in there, and it just snapped my ankle in half. But that guy gave me a ride home.
Oh, nice.
Gave me a ride home. Then I went to the hospital. I told the story like a couple weeks ago when a woman called about the same thing. At the GO Prism, which was a clutch.
Yeah.
And I'd broken my left ankle. And so just putting my foot down on the clutch, I mean, it was just, it was excruciating. I basically just had to take my arm and jam my knee down.
Oh, yeah.
And just scream just to be able to put the car in gear. Mm. It was absolutely horrible.
But that pain is worth the money that it cost to ban an ambulance.
Oh, then when I get to Arundel General or Arundel Community Hospital, whatever the thing was, so they have a big emergency sign. But a couple weeks before that, they had changed their emergency entrance.
Okay.
But the sign's still up. So when I go to the door has a paper sign that says the emergency room has now been moved to the other side of the hospital, which is problematic.
Yeah.
It's an emergency room. This is a hospital. The hospital's pretty decently sized.
Yeah, yeah.
So at that point in time, I'm like, oh, no. Like, what in the hell? Fortunately, some dude was on the inside.
Okay.
You could still get in the door.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the emergency room. And the guy is there. He's like, hey, man, can I help you? You know, I was like, I just pretty sure I broke my ankle. He's like, dude, I got you. He wheeled me all the way to the other end of the hospital, took me to the ER.
Nice.
So I got a ride to the hospital, and some dude wheeled me down the hallway. I was like, That's living. This is ridiculous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I went to college in East Texas, and we used to drive over the border to go to Shreveport, Louisiana, because you could drink when you were 18. So I met this girl there, and she's like, "Oh, I go to the same college you do." I was like, "Great!" And I said, "I'll give you a ride home." So I gave her a ride home. We talked. She's like, "Oh, I'm single." Blah blah blah. We kissed, and that was about it, right? And like, "Okay, cool. I'll see you around." So the next day, you know, it's probably around 11, 12, because I was hungover. I get a knock at my door, and it's my roommate saying, "Hey, there's somebody here to see you." So it was an above garage apartment, and he lived in the house. And I walked downstairs, and there's this big guy with a cowboy hat on, probably about 6'2", standing there with this younger kid who I recognized. And he goes, "Hey, heard you made out with my girlfriend."
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, "Yeah." And I'm said, "I'm sorry, what?" He goes, "Yeah, you gave my girlfriend a ride home last night, and heard you made out with her." I said, look, man, we talked. She told me she was single. That's what she told me. He's like, well, we're together, whatever he said. I'm like, dude, I don't know what to tell you. That's what she told me. I'm sorry. And, like, we just kept going back and forth and back and forth. And then this kid that was with him, I recognized, it was an ex-girlfriend's younger brother. So the guy he's with, he goes, hey, Cowboy. So Cowboy was the guy who came to beat my ass. And he pulls out, this is the only time this has ever happened to me, and this isn't in a sketch neighborhood or anything. He pulls out a gun and just pulls it out and shows it to me, and goes, hey, you want me to shoot this guy and get it over with? He's like, no. And he tells him to put it away. And the guy was drunk, the big guy. And I finally looked at him. We'd been going back and forth. I'm like, she told me she was single. I don't know what to tell you. That's what she told me. I wouldn't have made out with her if I had known, especially if I'd known it was him.
And, especially if it's you.
You're right, exactly. And I said, look, dude, I was tired of arguing. I said, let's just get this over with. I said, let's go out in the street. Let's just beat my ass and let's get this over with. And he goes, well, I'm not going to fight you if you're not going to fight back. And I said, dude. Yeah, I was like 160 at the time, and he was probably 215. I said, dude, I didn't say I wasn't going to fight back, but I'm pretty sure I know what the outcome's
going to
be.
It just won't seem like work me over.
You know the end of this.
But I promise you I'm fighting. Yeah. So how did he find out? Did his girlfriend, non-girlfriend, tell him, obviously, that you guys are made out?
That's what I assume. She must have. I mean, I don't know how else he would have known. Well, I mean, there could have been other people from, could have been other people from the college that told him, but I assume it was her.
So did you ever see this woman again?
I did not, but I saw her around. But unfortunately, so he drove in 4 hours from Oklahoma State University. He was on the football team there.
Of course he was.
Yeah, and so after this happened, he left after I told said, well, why don't we just get this over with, beat my ass, blah, blah, blah. So then I see him like the next day, and he comes back and he's sober. And he apologized to me, which still I was like, yeah, okay. And I accepted it, but still didn't enjoy the situation, especially the gun thing. And to make matters worse, I guess he wasn't very successful on the football team. So when he didn't make that, he actually wound up going to the same college as I went to as a junior college. So I had to see him quite frequently.
Was he decent to you after that, though?
He was. But, it was one of those things where, it was just always kind of odd, who knows? Maybe that he could have been a decent dude. I don't know. But it was just always odd to be around him after that situation.
I mean, look, it's not that you want to broach the subject with the guy, but I would feel compelled to ask, all right, so I said, just take me out to the street and beat my ass. And your response is, I'm not going to fight you if you're not going to fight back. But you're willing to shoot me if I am unarmed. I mean, I'm just saying, would we do a duel?
Where's the logic?
Right. You won't fight me if I don't fight back, but you will shoot me while I'm unarmed. All right. That's maybe flip those two.
I think that was just his little punk friend way of trying to be cool or whatever. I don't think he ever had any intention. But, it was at my place. And I don't want a gun pulled on me or shown to me, I should say, anywhere, much less where I live. So
how was the kiss, by the way?
Oh, it was pretty good.
All right.
There's a lot of it. At least there was that. So
you should have told him. Hey, man, I did not know that you guys were dating. Side note, lips of an angel. My God.
Who or what was on the other side of the door? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, also, dude, if she's getting a ride home from me and is lying about this, she's probably been cheating on you a lot.
Oh, guaranteed. Or she's one of those chicks who, wants to make a dude angry.
Right, yeah.
Well, there was a weird thing. In college, if you went out of town, it was just unspoken.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're going your buddies, he goes to a different school, you go there and party. It didn't matter if it was your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever the deal was. You could just assume at that age that people were going to hook up, regardless if they had a boyfriend or girlfriend or not. It really was. I mean, I that doesn't justify it.
No, but at that age, in that environment,
saying, when that guy's on your... When he's at your front door with a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
And he's
that
mad at you. It's look, you could be mad at me. I get it. But, if she's doing that with me, she's probably doing this a lot.
Oh, yeah. In fact, ask Chuck down the hall.
I spell it out for you. Dating a whore. All right?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. You get it now?
Oh, now you're willing to fight me. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope you're using condoms, dude.
Yeah, football player. Great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.